The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint. Leon Bloy. Welcome to the Everyday Saints podcast, where we learn about the saints as we strive to become saints. I'm Paul, and in today's episode, we'll meet a group of women who truly are everyday saints, saints who literally walk among us every day. When we hear the word saint, we often immediately think of great spiritual heroes of the past, from St. Peter to St. Francis of Assisi, immortalized, even calcified now, in marble statues and stained glass images. Inspiring, but not always approachable. What we tend to forget is that every one of them was a living, breathing person, just like us, with hopes and dreams, fears and failings, who lived lives committed to Christ as they made their way through a fallen world, just like we do. So it makes total sense that there would be everyday saints in our midst right now. In fact, we're all called to be saints. And there are just such 21st century saints serving both God and man in New York City and beyond, even as I record this. Let's meet the Franciscan Sisters of the Renewal. The following thumbnail description is taken directly from the Sisters' mission statement. The community of the Franciscan Sisters of the Renewal is a public association of the faithful established in 1988 as a parallel community to the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. The aim of the community is to live the gospel in simplicity according to the ideals of St. Francis, as handed on by Capuchin tradition. The values uniting the sisters include a strong Eucharistic prayer life, an emphasis on common life marked by warm family spirit, joyful imitation of St. Francis and St. Clair, faithfulness to the magisterium of the Church, and loyalty to the Holy Father. The sisters' twofold apostolic mission is hands-on work with the poor and evangelization. This ministry is accomplished through a variety of apostolates, including a soup kitchen, food pantries, clothing pantries, home visits, pro-life work, retreat work, and inner-city youth ministry. Today, the sisters number 35 and work in impoverished neighborhoods in New York City, Atlantic City, New Jersey, Leeds, England, and Ireland. The community superior is Mother Lucille Cutrone, and she credits the late Father Andrew Apostolate of the Franciscan Friars as the spiritual guide and founder of their order. The sisters wear a simple gray tunic with cincture, a black veil, and sandals. And although they work in some of the most poor and crime-ridden areas of New York City, Atlantic City, and other areas, they believe wearing the habit has helped them to stay safe. Mother Lucille said, "We never felt in danger. There's no doubt that the habit has been an important sign and a protection of a kind, because even though many of the people we encounter have never been taught the faith, the habit lets them know instinctively that we're there to help them." The sisters face the challenge of balancing a vigorous prayer life with active ministry helping the poor in the inner city. Their prayer life includes daily mass, holy hours, rosaries, and the divine office said in community five times a day. Fridays are set aside for prayer and Eucharistic adoration, and once a month, the sisters take a retreat day. They've seen people return to the church as a result of their work, and even very small things, such as planting vegetable gardens, after seeing the sisters do the same in order to supply their needs. "Even if they see us pick up litter, they do the same," said Sister Claire, another member of the community. "It sets a tone." If you look at the picture posted with this episode, you'll see that these sisters are all smiling. That's not a one-time for the camera thing. Just Google Franciscan Sisters of the Renewal images, and you'll see this is their normal state. Saints are joyful. While you're doing that Google search, check out some of the many videos about daily life with the order. It shows a lot more than can possibly be covered in a podcast. In fact, it shows something that we rarely get to see when looking at the saints of old. Saints in action. I would urge you to learn more about the Franciscan Sisters of the Renewal by going to their website at www.franciscansisterscfr.com. And while you're there, consider donating to their cause. They exist solely through donations from others. You might not be able to actively join their community, but you can play a part in their work through your giving. St. Francis and St. Clair, inspirations for the Franciscan Sisters of the Renewal, pray for us. We'll see you next time. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Everyday Saints, and that you're finding our look at the lives of the saints both informative and enlightening. If you'd like to help us continue making podcasts like this, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. It'll go a long way towards us being able to make this podcast completely ad-free. Thanks again.